The following message from Pastor Greg Laurie is made possible by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. To find out how to know God personally, go to knowgod.org, K-N-O-W, knowgod.org.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Share this message with someone who needs to hear it. Many Americans are beginning to wonder if COVID-19 is not a sign of the end times. Has it been a wake-up call for you?
Pastor Greg Laurie addresses one of the compelling questions of our time. Is there a last days aspect to the pandemic? Today, he provides good encouragement for us all.
You can freak out or you can look up. Jesus says, when you see these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption is drawing near.
This is the day when the lost are found.
And we're glad you're joining us today here on A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie. And Pastor Greg will begin today's message in just a moment.
Our life is like a movie, and we're the star.
Evangelist Greg Laurie.
We have questions about this movie we're in. Is it a love story? Is this movie a tragedy? What is the meaning of my life?
An online event is coming that can change your life.
We can all use a rush of hope.
Step into a new
A Rush of Hope, the world's first online cinematic harvest crusade. On your favorite social media platform, Labor Day weekend, September 4th through September 7th. Invite a friend to tune in for a message of hope from evangelist Greg Laurie. And exclusive performances by Jeremy Camp.
I still believe.
Mercy Me.
I can only imagine.
And For King and Country. Rush of Hope, coming to a screen near you Labor Day weekend. Details at harvest.org. Not in our lifetimes has a single event caused such worldwide upheaval. 2020 will always be known as the year of COVID-19. Was it just a naturally occurring phenomenon? Or are there connections to the eternal realm and God's plan for the last days? Well, today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us dig into Scripture to see how current events coincide with God's Word. It's the kickoff message in a short series called End Times, Living Like Jesus Will Return Any Moment.
Hey, Bible students, we're going to turn to a number of verses today, and the first one is going to be Matthew 16. So turn there with me, if you will. Matthew 16, and the title of my message is Coronavirus a Sign of the End Times? I went on a Harley ride with a friend on the coast of Southern California on what is called Pacific Coast Highway. Some of you may know about it. And it just so happens that the day before, the governor of California had closed all the beaches down. So we get on our bikes and we're cruising along, and everywhere you saw a beach opening or an entrance to a beach, there was a sign, beach closed by order of the governor. And also there were even rangers in front of the entrances so you couldn't go in. And so we went through Newport Beach and we went through Laguna Beach, and then we're in Dana Point, beach closed. And then I also saw a bunch of signs that said sound limits enforced. Now that's a problem because I have very loud pipes on my Harley. You know, loud pipes save lives, and they also irritate people. So I was trying to not rev it too high, and I'm thinking there's signs and warnings everywhere. And finally, we get to San Clemente, and for some reason, they open their beaches up. So we're sitting there in front of a coffee shop, and some guy starts talking to me, and as it turns out, he's a Christian, and I ask him what he does for a living, and he says, I'm a firefighter. Well, that turned out to be a good thing because my Harley caught on fire. I'm not making this up. All of a sudden, there's a fire on my engine. I said, there's a fire on my engine, and right above the engine is a gas tank, not a good thing. And then it doubled in size, and I said, whoa. The firefighter sprung into action, ran and grabbed a fire extinguisher from the coffee place, sprayed everything down. Everyone's standing there with their coffee. What's happening? And so we're talking about, should I have this thing take him back to my house, put it on some kind of a trailer. I said, I'm riding it. So I said to my friend, just watch it, make sure the fire doesn't start again. So we're cruising along and I'm thinking about my bike might catch fire. And then I saw another sign. It said Sonny's Pizza, and I love Sonny's Pizza. And I saw people were inside eating. Well, not they were actually ordering. So we went in, and they actually let us eat in their outside patio in a takeout box. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to post about this. And I took a photo, put it on my Instagram page. Here I am having Sonny's Pizza. And I also mentioned that my bike caught on fire. Meanwhile, my wife is flipping through her social feeds, and she sees this post. I haven't told her any of this yet. I told her, yeah, the bike caught on fire, but man, I found a great pizza. Crazy. But it's good to read the signs, right? Yeah, you know, there's a lot of signs out there, a lot of warnings out there that are saying one thing. And that one thing is get ready because Jesus Christ is coming back again. I mean, just look at our world at this present moment. You can feel the fear in the air, the anxiety, the stress. We're talking about COVID-19 and practically every news story and new words have entered our vocabulary. Pandemic, sheltering in place, self-isolation, social distancing, community spread, herd immunity, flatten the curve, and Tiger King. Well, that one's not really a part of it. Don't waste your time watching that, by the way. But here's another word we're hearing more often, plagues. Plagues? Wait, I thought that was like in ancient history, like in Bible times. We've all heard the story of the plagues that came upon Egypt. But no, we have had plagues throughout history, of course. But the Bible tells us in the last days, there will be an increase of plagues. Here's a headline. From a newspaper, quote, Apocalypse Now. Here's how Americans think it will end. And this headline from the Jerusalem Post, quote, Why do some Christians believe coronavirus is an apocalyptic prophecy? Well, let me answer that. We believe it could be an apocalyptic prophecy, to use their verbiage, because the Bible says we would see this sort of thing in the last days. We would see an increase of wars. We would see the emergence ultimately of a one world government. We would also see the increase of plagues and earthquakes. There's a lot of things the Bible tells us to look for. The Bible compares the end times events to the labor pains of a woman who is ready to give birth. Now, you ladies know, you moms know, of course, that as you get closer to the day of delivery, your labor pains get closer and closer together. So the Bible says effectively, when you see these things not just happen, but happen with more intensity and they're increasing, that's a sign the end is near. You can almost take the main events of the end times and compare them to dominoes. Once the first domino falls, all of the other dominoes will also fall in rapid succession. So let's talk about some signs of the times. And here's what Jesus himself said about it. I'm going to Matthew chapter 16, and I'm going to read verses 1-3. One day, the Bible says, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus, demanding that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven and to prove his authority. And he replied, you know the saying, red sky at night means fair weather tomorrow. Red sky in the morning means foul weather all day. You know how to interpret the weather signs in the sky, but you don't know, says our Lord, how to interpret the signs of the times. Only an evil and adulterous generation demands a miraculous sign. And the only sign I will give them is that of the prophet Jonah. That as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, you don't have to be a weatherman to necessarily predict that it's going to rain if the sky is filled with dark clouds. In fact, I've developed a foolproof way to make it rain. If I want it to rain, I just wash my car and it rains. But you know, sometimes I think I know as much as some of these weathermen know by just looking out the window and sort of figuring out what the day is going to look like. And by the way, bald men always know when it's raining first. Sometimes I'm walking with my wife and I'll say, it's raining. She'll say, no, it isn't. I say, oh, it is. and she can't sense the rain. She has so much hair. I say, oh no, bald men always know. And it's true. But look, we can look around us and see effectively signs of the times telling us the coming of the Lord is near. Many Americans are beginning to wonder if COVID-19 is not a sign of the end times. A poll was recently done by the nationally recognized McLaughlin and Associates that revealed, quote, a stunning 43% of poll respondents said they believe the coronavirus and resulting economic meltdown is a wake-up call for us to turn back to faith in God, end quote. I think that's true. I think it is a wake-up call. Has it been a wake-up call for you? We read a letter a little bit earlier about a couple that was living in gloom and despair, and they said God used the coronavirus to wake them up spiritually, and now they've made a recommitment to the Lord. Are you paying attention to this wake-up call? My friend and Bible prophecy expert, Mark Hitchcock, wrote these words in his new book, Corona Crisis. And I quote, I believe that the coronavirus is part of the stage setting for the end times. In that sense, it's a sign that points beyond itself to future events. For example, coronavirus is revealing the interconnectedness of the modern world as well as accelerating it. COVID-19 is speeding the rise of globalism, end quote. And that's very true. As Bible students, we know the Bible tells us there's coming a world leader on the scene. He's called the Beast. He's better known as the Antichrist. He'll be initially a man of peace with global solutions, with economic solutions, but then he will require that no one can buy or sell without the special mark that he will give to them. So is that happening before our eyes? Let me put it this way. I think we are seeing things that will ultimately lead to that moment, but I don't think it's happening quite yet, but I do believe we're getting close.
Pastor Greg Laurie will have the second half of his message in just a moment. We send these daily studies out via radio, satellite, and online. And we don't always know how these messages are touching lives. But when we hear the stories of our listeners, it's really encouraging to us.
Hello, Pastor Greg. I just want to let you know that a former work colleague turned me on to you and Harvest Christian Fellowship. And while I was driving in my car listening to your A New Beginning radio, I repeated your prayer word for word towards the end of the broadcast and accepted Christ as my Lord, Savior, and friend right there in my car. After I finished the prayer, the moment was so emotional and powerful, I actually had to stop driving and pull into a parking lot. Now, for the first time in my life, I'm a member of a church, have joined two groups with my church family, and I start every day with the Lord to pray, thank, and worship Him, and complete each day before going to bed with His Word and Scripture. My life has done an amazing 360 and is full of God's blessings in so many ways. I never miss a day listening to A New Beginning Radio and your daily devotional. I just want to thank you and bless you, Pastor Greg, for your life of evangelism and for your hardworking, committed team at Harvest. Thank you.
We're so thrilled that these daily studies are touching and changing lives. And if your life has been touched, would you tell us your story? Call us at 866-871-1144. That's 866-871-1144.
Well, today, Pastor Greg is exploring the connections between the current pandemic and God's plan for the end times. And to hear this full message again, just go to harvest.org.
Let's turn to another passage of Scripture together, Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And I want to read verses 8 to 11 as Jesus talks about what will happen in the end times. And he mentions Antichrist in a different way. He says, this is in response to the question of the disciples, what will be the signs of the end? And Jesus says, don't let anyone mislead you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah, saying the time has come. Don't believe them. So according to Christ, one of the signs of the end times is there will come a world leader and other false prophets who will say, I am the Messiah. By the way, the prefix anti doesn't just mean against, it also means instead of. Antichrist, the beast, is an alternate version of the Messiah. He's a fake Messiah. Many will come saying, I am the Messiah. But when you see these wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. Then Christ adds, nation will go to war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be great earthquakes and famines and plagues in many lands and terrifying things and great miraculous signs from heaven. Now look, we've always had plagues throughout history. I mentioned the plagues that came against Egypt when he refused to release the people of Israel. There was also the Black Death in the 1300s, also known as the bubonic plague, that took the lives of 200 million people. The Spanish flu in 1918 took the lives of 40 to 50 million people. So basically the Bible says, when you see these things happen with greater frequency, you should look up. In the span of 40 years, we've had HIV, AIDS, swine flu, Ebola, and now coronavirus. One expert said, quote, the number of new infectious diseases like SARS, HIV, and COVID-19 has increased by nearly fourfold in the past century. Since 1980 alone, the number of outbreaks per year is more than triple. Okay, so these things are coming closer together with greater intensity. So you have two choices at a moment like this in human history. You can look up or you can freak out. You can look up or you can freak out. Jesus, speaking on how people will react in the end times, says this in Luke 21, people will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world. Is that not an accurate description of the way that many people are feeling right now? They are apprehensive. Some are fainting from terror, drinking, partying, drugging, anything to distract them from the reality they're facing. Sales of anxiety medications are way up. So you can freak out or you can look up. Jesus says, when you see these things begin to happen, look up. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Now, some wonder if this COVID-19 vaccination program that is coming could possibly be the mark of the beast. Short answer, no, I don't think so. But it is interesting. And I'll talk about that more in my message next time as we gather together as I deal with Antichrist, Armageddon, and the Second Coming. But we should not be looking for Antichrist, folks. We should be looking for Jesus Christ. That's where our focus should be right now. So let me give to you sort of a flyover of the end time events, because I think this is where people get confused. They think, is this guy Antichrist? Is this it? No. Again, remember, they're like a stack of dominoes close together. And when the first one falls, they'll all fall. Antichrist is not here yet. And when we talk about the increase of plagues and the wars and all those things, those are a description of what is called in the Bible the Great Tribulation period that lasts for 7 years. So let me give to you what I believe is the accurate order of events of the end times. Next up on the prophetic calendar is the rapture. That's where believers are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I'll have more to say about that in a few moments. After the rapture, sometime after that, this coming world leader emerges on the scene. He's suave. He's debonair. He'll probably be on the cover of Time magazine and GQ at the same time. Think the devil wears Prada. He won't be dressed head to toe in black. He'll be a very persuasive, charismatic individual, a powerful world leader. And to show this, he brings about a global peace plan that works. It works for 3.5 years. In fact, he even helps the Jewish people to rebuild their temple. And some are so excited, they hail him as the very Messiah. But at the midway point of this 7-year period called the tribulation period, Antichrist shows his true colors. And he forces people to take his mark. And a series of plagues and God's judgment comes upon the world, and it builds and builds and builds till the final battles of humanity, known as the battles of Armageddon. And as the world is at war, the second coming takes place and Christ returns to the earth and he establishes his kingdom. Following that, we have what is called the millennium. Millennium is a word that just means a thousand. It's a 1,000-year reign of Christ. And after that, heaven and earth become one as the new Jerusalem descends as a bride adorned for her husband out of heaven to the earth. And this is a fulfillment of the statement of Jesus, or really the prayer he taught us to pray when we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So coming back to Antichrist, he cannot even be revealed. He cannot even burst on the scene until true believers are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. 2 Thessalonians 2 says this mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one, that's the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So the constraining force in the world today is the Holy Spirit working through the church. Once the church is caught up to meet the Lord in heaven, now all hell can basically break loose and Antichrist can, to use 60s vernacular, do his thing. And it's not going to be a good thing. So if we see signs that would indicate to us that Antichrist is close, that would also be a reminder that Jesus Christ is even closer. You know, as we approach Christmas, ultimately, there are the reminders that Christmas is coming, and you usually start seeing the decorations in the stores and the ads in the papers and all of the commercials on television. What is it, August now? But seriously, it starts pretty early. So all of those signs say, Christmas is coming. Oh, no, you can buy your tree. Okay, you better get your presents. Christmas is coming. But listen, we often forget about Thanksgiving. And I love Thanksgiving because they haven't completely commercialized it as they have Christmas and even Halloween. Thanksgiving is a day where we give thanks, hopefully, and enjoy a wonderful meal with our family. So here's my point. If I'm seeing all of those reminders out there that Christmas is coming, that means Thanksgiving is even sooner. So if I'm seeing signs out there in our world saying Antichrist is coming, then really what those signs are saying is the coming of Jesus for his people, it's even closer.
Pastor Greg Laurie, with good insight on what our current situation is telling us about the soon return of Christ. And there's more to come from this message here on A New Beginning. It's a study called, Is Coronavirus a Sign of the End Times? If you'd like to hear any portion of this insight again, you can go to harvest.org for a replay. And again, the title to look for is Coronavirus a Sign of the End Times? Or for a permanent copy on CD, dial 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. Well, Pastor Gray, here's a question out of left field. Are you good with equations?
If that involves math, the answer is no.
Well, here's an easy one.
Okay,
you take the true story of an American hero with lots of suspense and danger. You add the fact that many men's lives were at stake. You can kind of feel the tension already, can't you? Add the fact that a world war was hanging in the balance. Mm. Give that story to a gifted storyteller who also happens to be a gifted movie director, who also happens to be the real-life grandson of the hero of the story. And I'm already smelling popcorn and a box of Junior Mints.
Is that what you have together, popcorn and Junior Mints? I don't know if I agree with that. I talk about equations. It's popcorn and Milk Duds. Thank you very much. Not Junior Mints are kind of their own thing. But yes, you're talking about a brand new book that has just been written by my friend John Irwin. And the title of the book is Beyond Valor, subtitled A World War II Story of Extraordinary Heroism, Sacrificial Love, in a race against time. And John, of course, is a director along with his brother Andy. They run Kingdom Studios, which is under the umbrella of Lionsgate Studios. And they did the film I Can Only Imagine. More recently, I Still Believe. And now John has taken his skills, because really when it's all said and done, John is not just a director, he's a storyteller. And he's telling us a powerful, true story about his own grandfather, Red Irwin.
On a routine mission to Koriyama, Japan, a bomb erupted in his face on board a B-29 Superfortress.
Smoke is now filling the plane. The pilot has lost control. He's now going into a dive toward the Pacific. And it looks curtains for everybody.
My grandfather, in that split-second moment, had a choice to make.
His buddies' lives were at stake. He knew if he didn't do something, everybody was going to die, including him.
His answer to that call and the choice that he would make would define his life and generations of lives and lead to the fastest presentation of the Congressional Medal of Honor that we know of in our nation's history. This has always been the story that has been the inspiration to Andy and I's brand and our film career and movies like I Can Only Imagine and I Still Believe in Woodlawn. Our grandfather's story is sort of the one that inspires them all.
Yeah.
And so it's a wonderful opportunity to share this story with the world in book form.
Well, it's really a story of heroism. And, you know, I think we throw the word or the term hero around rather loosely. If a guy knows, you know, five chords in a guitar, he's a guitar hero. If he can drop a ball in a basket or catch a pass, he's a sports hero. But though those are impressive acts, they're not really heroism. A hero is someone that sacrifices, someone that puts the needs of others above himself. And your grandfather was a real hero. Tell us what he did, this act of heroism that caused him to be awarded this incredible Medal of Honor by the President of the United States.
Well, yeah, and the Medal of Honor is our nation's highest military honor. And it's given for acts of extraordinary heroism beyond the call of duty. And my grandfather's, from what we know, is the fastest presentation of the Medal of Honor in history. And he was a radio operator on board a B-29 Superfortress. They called him Red Irwin. It's great. Red hair, looked a lot like Matt Damon before he went off to war. Basically, they were the lead plane on these missions. So you can imagine 600 or 800 of these massive bombers. And one of his jobs as the radio operator was to drop a phosphorus flare when they approached the target and signal all the other planes into formation. On this particular raid, April 12th, 1945, a raid on Koriyama, Japan, they hit an air pocket. And instead of the bomb deploying, it shot back up into the plane and exploded in his face and filled the plane with toxic smoke. And the plane went into an immediate dive. And they were only at 1,500 feet. And it was really just a question of whether they were going to crash into the ocean and die or whether it was going to erupt the 6 tons of bombs on the plane and you know, explode all the planes around them. And in some sort of a superhuman shouldn't have been able to do it act, he just felt a peace and a presence with him, felt God with him on the plane. And he went for the bomb instead of away from it. And he found it, clutched it like a football, and began about a 20-foot march to the front of the plane and just erupted like a human fireball and had to move a navigator's table. It seared his handprint in the navigator's table and got to the front of the plane. And there was a colonel on board, Colonel Strauss, that was sitting in the co-pilot's seat. Very calmly said, "Excuse me, sir." and over his shoulder, he got the bomb out of the plane through the window. Smoke cleared the plane, and they pulled up at 300 feet, just seconds from disaster.
If you're moved by this story, and I'm sure you are, of a John Irwin's grandfather, Henry Irwin, known as Red, because he had a thick mane of red hair. If you want to read a powerful, inspiring story, a real page-turner, as they say, but not a fictional work, a true historical story, but told in a powerful way by expert storyteller John Irwin, then you want to order a copy of this brand new book, Beyond Valor, that we will make available to you for your gift of any size to help us continue to bring the gospel to people and teach the word of God to people all around the world.
Yeah, that's our mission. And we hope you might partner with us so we can reach even further. If you would like to partner with us, ask about becoming a Harvest Partner. And with your first gift as a Harvest partner, we'd be glad to send you this brand new book called Beyond Valor by John Irwin. Ask for it when you write A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or call 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. Or go online to harvest.org.
Our life is like a movie, and we're the star.
Evangelist Greg Laurie.
We have questions about this movie we're in. Is it a love story? Is this movie a tragedy? What is the meaning of my life?
An online event is coming that can change your life.
We can all use a rush of hope.
Step into a new day.
A Rush of Hope, the world's first online cinematic harvest crusade. On your favorite social media platform, Labor Day weekend, September 4th through September 7th. Invite a friend to tune in for a message of hope from evangelist Greg Laurie and exclusive performances by Jeremy Camp, Mercy Me, and For King and Country. Rush of Hope, coming to a screen near you Labor Day weekend. Details at harvest.org.
Well, next time, as Pastor Greg's new End Time series continues, strong hope for our future for those who are believers in Jesus Christ. Good encouragement coming your way next time here on The New Beginning.
The preceding message from Greg Laurie was made possible by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. Sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily email devotions at harvest.org.